They're going into their caves now. It's all quite startling. Running around, dancing. They're allowing themselves to make a mess. It's all quite startling. It's exhilarating. It really is. They're studying their rocks, looking really up close. They're outside almost permanently nowadays. They've certainly abandoned their churches. Not entirely, as refuges, they can still pack them in. But as psychic refuges, those times are gone. It's the caves now. They're going into their caves.
Gather round, I gotta clear up a mystery about the ancients who created our history and why they may do with such simple sophistry. They were all on drugs. They were on hard drugs. For evidence, I've traveled all the world over. And for decades I'd say that I was a rover, but I never saw a single place that was sober. We were all on drugs. We were on hard drugs. I'll tell you a few. Tokyo drugs. Mexico drugs. Birmingham drugs. Rotherham drugs. Silbury. All of them on hard drugs. The ancients traveled with ephedra and cocaine to stave off hunger or to put down a migraine, and no authorities would label them insane. 'Cause they were all on drugs. They were on hard drugs. For those of you who hear this history lesson, I hope the evidence is not too depressing. But otherwise I knew that you would be guessing. But they were all on drugs. Tokyo drugs, Mexico drugs,
Rotherham, Nottingham, Silbury, Avebury, all of them on hard drugs. Learning the hard way. Learning the hard way. Now in conclusion to my story so clinical, whenever cultures are achieving their pinnacle, it's not a product of the smug and the cynical, it's the ones on drugs, those who are on hard drugs. The Stonehenge people's story is telling, psychedelic mushrooms lay around Delling, came from the same place as the stones they were felling. Yes, they were all on drugs, they were on hard drugs. I tell you, if you Waterloo, Peterloo, Bakerloo, Portaloo, Liverpool, Sunday school, all cultures on hard drugs.
Thank you very much. Good night.